Let's stay north of the continental United States. The island city of Victoria, British Columbia, which is so often called quaint and charming. But Victoria has bars, and bars can have customers who have a little too much, say stupid things, and start acting like hockey fans. Or do I mean hockey players? Anyway, one city councilor says she's found a new way to keep drunks from becoming violent. Lollipops. She and others passed lollipops out to inebriated partygoers as they left pubs on Canada Day recently, and she says they calmed down. She now wants to make this lollipop exchange a regular idea. Councillor Charlene Thornton-Joe joins us from the CBC Radio Studios in Victoria. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
You know, our producers here can tell you I get a little unruly sometimes, so let me just open this lollipop, okay? And
okay.
See what happens. Ah. Wow.
Is it working?
I feel better already. How are you?
I'm great.
So it really worked on Canada Day?
There's no scientific statistics to be able to say it worked, but we walked into those crowds and just said, Happy Canada Day. Can we offer you a Canada Day lollipop? First, they would look at you like you're a little insane, and then they would say, yeah, that would be great. Thank you, ma'am. Can I have a second, or can I bring one for my friend? Although it seems like a new idea, it's been used before in the UK and often in Vancouver. What is found is that it reduces noise because you can't really be making a lot of noise when you're sucking a lollipop. And if it cuts down on dialogue, that could reduce fights. At late at night, around 1:30, 2 o'clock, your blood sugar is a little out of whack, so that helps the blood sugar level. And lastly, just like anyone that has given a child a pacifier, it calms and it pacifies people.
I gather you're campaigning for the city to stock lollipops and give them out regularly at bars and that sort of thing.
Since we've got about 8,000 lollipops left, we'd like to try handing them out to some of the taxi stands and the lineups for the bars or as people are leaving, and working with the police to be proactive. Those are all the tools that we really need, but this was a fun and inexpensive way to add to the solution.
That's me crunching my lollipop.
You're enjoying that lollipop, I can tell.
8,000 lollipops, have you thought of airlifting them to the U.S. Congress?
If you'd like to foot the bill, sure.
Ah, couldn't it be a gesture of amity between our two great nations?
I'll take it up with our council and see if I can get approval for that.
Charlene Thornton-Joe is a city councilor from Victoria, British Columbia. Thanks so much for being with us.
Okay, thanks for the good fun. Bye-bye now.
This is NPR News.